This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. The central government has declared the National Liberation Front of Tripura, NLFT, All Tripura Tiger Force, ATTF and their factions as unlawful associations under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act. The Home Ministry has banned these organizations for 5 years. The Ministry said the government is of the opinion that the activities of NLFT and ATTF are detrimental to the sovereignty and integrity of India and that they are unlawful associations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and dedicated to the nation multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees at Nizamabad in Telangana yesterday. He dedicated to the nation several rail projects, including the new railway line connecting Manoharabad and Siddipet, an electrification project between Dharmabad, Manoharabad and Mehmoobnagar and Kurnool. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister said that the development of any nation or state depends upon its self-reliant capacity for electricity production.
किसी भी देश और राज्य के विकास के लिए बहुत आवश्यक है वो राज्य बिजली उत्पादन के विषय में ज्यादा से ज्यादा आत्मनिर्भर हो जब राज्य में बिजली की प्रचुरता रहती है तो ईज ऑफ डूइंग बिजनेस और ईज ऑफ लिविंग दोनों ही सुधर जाती है सुचारू बिजली सप्लाई राज्य के औद्योगिक विकास को भी गति देती है.
The Full Election Commission of India has begun reviewing poll preparedness in Telangana. The high-level team, headed by Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, held a crucial meeting with enforcement agencies in Hyderabad last evening. Over 20 agencies, including police and revenue departments, gave presentations before the commission about the poll preparations. The commission also held meetings with about 10 national and state political parties. In Ladakh, polling is underway for 5th Ladakh Autonomous Hill Development Council, Kargil, today. 87 candidates are trying their luck for 26 constituencies. Polling will be held at 278 polling stations, and every polling station is being supervised by 4 polling officers. The Prime Minister's Street Vendors Atmanirbhar Nidhi, PM Swanidhi scheme, has achieved a momentous milestone by extending its support to more than 50 lakh street vendors across the nation. An initiative under the aegis of the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs, the scheme has been instrumental in bringing street vendors into the formal economic fold. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar called on Vice President of Dominican Republic Raquel Pena in New Delhi last evening to discuss further strengthening of India-Dominican Republican bilateral ties, especially in trade and commerce, education, defense, space and renewables. They also exchanged views on regional and multilateral issues. In Italy, at least 21 people reportedly died and 18 were injured yesterday after a bus fell from an overpass near Venice. The bus was running on methane and caught fire after the crash. It was returning from Venice's historic center to a camping site when the accident occurred in northern Italy. The bus fell close to a railway line in the district of Mestre, which is connected to Venice by a bridge. Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni has expressed her condolences. She said that her government's thoughts were with the victims, their families and their friends. At Hangzhou Asian Games in China, Indian duo Jyoti Surekha Vennam and Ojas Deutale won gold for India in archery. The defeated Republic of Korea in compound mixed team final by a scoreline of 159-158. Earlier, Ram Babu and Manju Rani opened the country's medal account on the 10th day, clinching bronze medal in the 35-kilometer mixed relay race walk. They clocked the timing of 5 hours 52 minutes and 14 seconds. With this, the country's overall medal tally has now reached 71, comprising 16 gold, 26 silver and 29 bronze. India currently holds the 4th position in the overall medal table behind China, Japan and the Republic of Korea. In badminton, PV Sindhu and HS Pranoy stormed into their respective singles quarterfinals. Sindhu defeated Indonesia's Putri Kusuma in the round of 16, while Pranoy outplayed Kazakhstan's Dmitry Panarin. The Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all the medal winners, and that is the end of this news bulletin.